from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is good enough? This is for me as a constant quarterback question in the NFL. And it's kind of the bucket I've always argued you don't really want to end up in that bucket. I'm not saying that's where Brock is. I think that's the question that's left. There's no more question about whether he's good. The question is he great? And the question is can he engineer a team that's a little bit less eye-poppy? But those are the quarterbacks right now, I'd say he's at minimum arrived at Cousinsville, Dakville.
Right. Kyler Murray, Jared Goff.
Sure, Jared Goffville. I think that's a good one. Yeah. And yes, largely these guys do get the contract. Sometimes it's with a different team. Right, Jared Goff got given up on by the Rams. Yep. Cousins has been let go twice. When you've got a good quarterback, you know you're relevant, you know you're a playoff contender, but I'd also argue those teams know you're probably not going to win the Super Bowl. Like Atlanta's not like, we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Dallas, I mean,
well, Dallas thinks.
When was the last time that they were in the conference championship game?
But they're myopic. The Dallas Cowboys are the definition
of delusional. But
they're,
I think, a great comp because they paid Dak thinking exactly what you're talking about, which Dak is good enough to get us there. And yes, the owner and the owner's son, they're overreaching, and the team always seems to be, 10-3. Here comes Dallas. Yep. And then the late December and January fade. But I think they're a perfect example of thinking that their quarterback is good enough, but then he's not.
But it was more reasonable the last time that they paid him than it is now.
If they pay him.
If you ask Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
But the favorite in that debate is that he's going to get paid again. Because he's gonna go out there this year, and he's got CeeDee Lamb, and he's going to put up, like, if you want to go back in time, go look at Dak's numbers last year. If you're a numbers person, Dak was the best quarterback in the league.
Sure.
Period. Period.
It's great. Numbers are great when you throw it 42 times a game.
And you make all of your stats build up in the game against the crappy teams. Like, if you take Dak against the New York Giants last year, he's the best quarterback who's ever played the game ever. But if you put him against the 49ers each year, you're like, this guy's a chump. So, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. Because what you risk when you let that quarterback go, you risk losing your relevancy. Like, the Vikings were relevant within the last couple of years. They went 13-3 2 years ago.
Right.
Then they lost a playoff game. Then Cousins got hurt. You have a bad year. You let him walk, and I'd argue the Vikings, they're probably predicted to be fourth in that division now.
It's a rebuild for sure.
You left your relevancy at the door. And so that's when you do, when you leave your good quarterback, but the effort is to be great. I know that Garoppolo's a punchline now, but it's what the Niners did a couple of years ago. They're good. They went for great.
And they missed.
And they missed.
And then they found it.
And then tripped and fell into a pot of gold.
Totally.
We think.
Well, it's been a pot of gold so far.
Yeah.
Is good enough? Yes. And good is good enough because their team is good enough. And if they go through this year and they don't win the Super Bowl, then you know, it might be Brock's fault. It might be Kyle's fault or everyone else's fault. But I would guess that they're not going to go 8-9. And if they go 8-9 and everyone is healthy, then you've got problems. If Christian and George and Debo and Brandon, if he plays, and Trent and Brock, if they're all playing, and you know, Warner and all the rest of them, if they're all healthy and they go 8-9, well, then we're all going to be scratching our collective heads.
That would be weird.
That would be really, really weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is good enough? Yes, good is good enough right now because you have a lot of talent around him. And like last year, Brock was good. He was even great, you could say. He didn't have more than a couple of shaky games, and the one against Baltimore on Christmas, we all look at, big deal, that's one of 17. He was good. He actually was great. And was it good enough? Yeah, it was good enough to get you to the overtime of the Super Bowl, and someone had to lose it, and well, you lost it to the greatest quarterback of modern football, maybe. So is good enough? Yeah, good is good enough.
I tend to agree with you, but I think, and it's the reason I'm asking the question today, and you can certainly weigh in, 888-957-9570, I think that's what this year is actually all about. I think that's what this year is all about. Like, sure, Niners are good, win the Super Bowl. That's just standing there. That's at the start of every week one. But while we're all distracted by contract holdout and going to whichever Twitter feed we want to find out that they've moved from the 1 yard line to the half yard line.
Right.
While we're all distracted by that, I think that that's what this season's going to be all about. I think this season's going to be all about Brock Purdy. Because that's what the season's always about. That's what NFL football is now about. It's about the quarterback. Why else would you be handing out a quarter of your cap to one player? It's about the quarterback. And we are living in an age where the rules have been structured in a way, and the athleticism that's being provided at that position means that the bar is very high. Let's pretend that what we saw in the preseason is real. Caleb Williams, going to be a star. Jaden Daniels, going to be a star. Bo Nix just got named the starter, and Bo Nix is going to be a thing. And Herbert's now got a coach, and there's already Mahomes and Allen and Jackson and Jordan Love and Dak Prescott and Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins and Matthew Stafford and Kyler Murray. Like, dude, I just named half the league has quarterbacks that all I need to do is use their first name. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. And so this guy who has already shown people he's good, I hear all over the place, tucked into so many different football points right now, that a lot of you still don't really buy that he's great. And if he's not great, then what do you do after this year? Is there a movement of the number? Do you open yourself up to the unthinkable, which is going a completely different direction? I find that to be almost laughable at this hour, but we have a whole season to watch.
Of course, of course.
I think that's what this season's about.
If he's been great, and if he just comes back and he's good, and like Steiny was saying, maybe you know, you're a wild card team and you lose the first playoff game, and he's good, but he's not 31 touchdowns and 11 picks. Maybe he's, you know, 30 touchdowns and 15 picks. Ooh. And the yards go down to 3,800, and he fumbles six times, and you go 10-7, you don't go 12-5, and you take a step back with all the same talent and all the health that you have. Well, then I still think you keep him, but the number probably goes down. Maybe he doesn't reset the market, but he still gets big quarterback money, because I believe that Kyle Shanahan is 100% sure that Brock Purdy is the dude. Brock Purdy understands what Kyle wants. He processes very quickly. He can make all the throws. He makes good decisions. I think that Kyle thinks that Brock Purdy is the dude.
I agree with you.
So then it becomes, for me, it comes down to what's that number going to be?
Okay, but does that feel good to fans? Not that that matters, not that that goes into the contract negotiation, but I guess what I'm saying here is, so Fred Warner did the thing last week where he's like, he's one of the best in the game.
He's going to be,
soon to be the unquestioned best QB in the game. And everybody collectively went, Okay, Fred.
All right, Fred. Your teammate.
Exactly. Gas him up. I mean, you could have hid yourself a little bit more than that. Because what I think people really think is, well, the Niners have a good quarterback, but there's no chance that he's ever Mahomes, Allen, or Jackson. And in fact, I watched in fewer games Jordan Love pop in a way last year that made people go, and Brock's ceiling is not even that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And Jordan Love has played nowhere near as many games as Brock Purdy. He's had nowhere near as much success. And no matter what the hell it looked like for 3.5 quarters, they played head-to-head. And Brock made the plays in the end, and Jordan did not. And Jordan lost. But if I offered to 49er fans right now, next 10 years, Brock or Jordan, who do you want? Be a hell of a debate. And so because Jordan's a first-round draft pick, because he has different measurables, I think of a lot of people have accepted Brock Purdy's good, but he's never going to be those guys. And if you accept that, that's sort of my question. You good with that? Are you cool with 8 years of like, yeah, our guy's good?
Well, it depends on what you value. Nope. If you're a fan who values, winning, then yeah, you're good with it because that's what he does.
But that may not always be the case.
Of course not. Yeah. I mean, his arm could fall off again and he could miss a year. You never know what could happen. But based on what he's done, and I thought it was interesting the way Steiny was talking about sample size. Brock Purdy, he's only started 21 games or whatever. At what point do we look at a sample size and say, I'm comfortable now with that as a sample? And that to me becomes a sliding scale based on how you want to frame an argument, because what you've seen from Brock so far, and you mentioned it yesterday, he's got 4 playoff wins, which is as many as Jimmy Garoppolo. He's one behind Allen. He's ahead of, the reigning MVP, yeah, Lamar Jackson. He's ahead of Dak. He's ahead of Kirk Cousins. He's ahead of so many other quarterbacks who've had a bigger sample than Brock Purdy. So how do you really want to frame it? Do you want to look at Brock and say, I'm going to need 60 games before I really think about Brock Purdy? And it's kind of like what we saw with, other sports and other samples. You can sometimes look at it and go, okay, I can see it. I don't need to see 80 games of this guy to know what I see.
Well, this is such a great question, because if you're going to bring up sample size, I can fire so many different holes in that comment. Nobody is sample sizing CJ Stroud.
Exactly.
He doesn't have near the starts that Brock Purdy has.
You mentioned Caleb Williams. People are already like falling over themselves.
He hasn't played in the NFL yet.
A game. 0 games.
Correct. Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams.
All those guys.
No games combined. CJ Stroud, less than a full season of football.
Right. And 2 playoff games.
And you would never hear anyone go to your fantasy draft. No one is going to go, well, let's hold the front door here on CJ Stroud.
Careful.
Let's get another year or 2 or 5 before we really decide if he's good. No one would ever say that.
It's because we inject our bias into everything.
And draftism, right? Like, all we've been over all that for sure. So I guess the question is twofold. Do you think that Brock Purdy can ever legitimately be a part of that elite group? And if your answer is no, that Brock Purdy's ceiling is just like a really awesome B plus, and that's his career. Like you're just a strong B plus. You're Dak or Jared Goff. Are you like, let's ride? Or are you thinking, boy, $60 million feels a little hot for that?
I'm of the camp of let's ride, because you know who is Captain B plus, but he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer? It's Russell Wilson. He's the king of the B plus, because you look at what he did in Seattle, and a lot of that was built on a very good defense, and you had beast mode in the backfield. Russell Wilson didn't really carry you to many of those big time games. He was a very good quarterback. He made plays. He got the offense to where they needed to be. And they won games because they had an unbelievable home field advantage. They had a great defense. They had a good run game. They had an identity, and he was a good quarterback.
I mean, it's a fair point. He's thrown for 4,000 yards 4 times in his career.
Okay.
And that's great, but that comes more than half of his years, he does not throw for 4,000 yards.
And if you look at his first 5 years of his career, 11-5, 13-3, 12-4, 10-6, 10-5-1, 5 years of unbelievable football as a team.
Yeah.
And like you said, only two of those 5 years he went over 4,000 yards. I mean, for me, he's Captain B plus.
The stats are good. I mean, he's gone well over 30 touchdown passes, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, career quarterback rating of 100. Russell was great.
But Brock is on a pace, and I know it's early.
Sure.
On pace to be even better than that. And this guy's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But he's a B plus, in my opinion.
Okay, and that's a fair opinion. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.